We are on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Ella Parichachi, it's around 12 lines from the top. So the Gemara, we are going according to Shmuel, that Mave is Shein. And what is Shair? Shair is Kerem. And now the Gemara is going to explain the Tzrichase. Ella Parichachi, Leiroi HaKeren Shekabonose LaHazik. If it would say Keren, we could not learn out Shein, because Keren is Kabonose LaHazik. So you cannot learn out Shein from Keren. What's with Regel? According to Shmuel, the Tanna is speaking about Keren and Shein. What's with Regel? He left it over. Doesn't speak about it. So Shmuel answered, "Kshehizik chavamazik lasuye regel." The Mishnah daftes amid beis. The Mishnah ends with such a statement: "Kshehizik chavamazik l'shalem tashlumei nezek." So this statement is coming to be marbe regel, that the regel is chai. Why was the regel omitted in the first Mishnah, when we're mentioning Sher means Keren, and Mave means Shein, and regel was put away for the next Mishnah to be mentioned very sosomdik. Hello, Amaro. So therefore, Rava wanted to say, according to the Shmuel, as follows. Tane shayr l'ragloi, umave l'shinoi. Shayr means regal, umave means shayn, v'hachikon. L'iroya regal, if we would say regal, shazeke motzi, kiroya shayn, shayn azeke motzi. You cannot learn out shayn from regal. Regal has a maila, azeke motzi. L'iroya shayn, shayeshano lazeke, kiroya regal, shaynano lazeke. If we would say shayn, you cannot learn out regal, because Shein is Yeshan Olazek, and regal is Einan Olazek. So the Gemara asked the Keren, Mai, and what's with Keren? Shaira, you left over Keren. So the Gemara says, Kshehizik Chava Mazik Lasiye Keren. Again, the Mishnah that says on the base, the last Bob of the Mishnah is coming to be Marbe Keren. Break the Gemara v'lesnayu v'hedye. So why doesn't Keren say b'cheresh like Shein and Regel? So here we have a teretz ready. B'mu'odon mitchilosom kamayi. The first Mishnah is speaking about all the four others are mu'od mitchilosom. They're mu'od right away. Mepei nezek shalom right away. B'tamim u'lebesayif mu'odim. But Atam, Keren, which is first Atam, and then is Amuad, Loikomai. That is, the Tanit does not speak about Atam, Musaif, Mu. That's why, in the second Mishnah, we wanted to mention it, that there's another of Keren, but it was not mentioned in the first Mishnah, because the first Mishnah is only speaking about the Mazikim who are Mu'adim Mitchilos. Let us see. Ela Porich Meim Mahochi. Let us see Rashi. This is Pshat. Leroy Asher Kiroy Mavadikon Mazdis Nochikom. Leroy Akeren. Shekabonosi lahazik, would say Keren, you cannot know Shein, Kireya Shein, Shein kabonosi lahazik. Elo lahanosom is kabenis. Only dealing with Shein vanor, little Shein kabonosi lahazik, kilkach, because of Keren. We have enough Shein, and I can never learn out Shein from Keren. Because of shame, but Yossi Kerem Ilo. V'regel my Ovid Leitane de Masnissen de Leitane. Why didn't the Tane mention Regel? Shaira, you left it over with me. So the Moses Vachi come out. So then therefore Rove said, we're not speaking about Keren and Shane. We're speaking about Regel and Shane. Vachi come out, hach to Tane Masnissen. Lo yare yasher kere yama vachi come. Regel has a kemotzi. He'll cut away all see shame me now. He kill and not shame from regel. Regel u boir shame va'esh mu'odem mitchilosa. All these four ovois, pay nezek shal nezek sholem. The loy poly grachmone beitam lamut elabenegich only by kev. So therefore, the first Mishnah of Baba Kama, the Tana, wanted to speak about those who are Mo'odim Mitchilos. Let us go further in the Gemara. Let's just see one place. Kshizik Chava Mazik, Loi Haina Kshizik Kamet, going on our, the first Mishnah, because the first Mishnah is explaining the Dalet of it, so that what I learned out from the Dalet of it. Well, let me eat up Kshizik Malbalek. The next Mishnah after Samadhi. Ushmuel. So now the Gemara says, now Rav did not want to learn like Shmuel. The Gemara said, because Tony Sher Lachom Milibisher. It says Sher, so Sher means Keren Sher Regel, and therefore Mave meant Odom, according to Rav. Ushmuel, my time, Aleyomakarav. Omaloch, he says, if the Mava means Odom, Isalkedite of Odom, Oktoni Sefer. It says further in the Perik, the end of Tezvovam Edbeis, it says, Chamisha Tamim v'chamisha Mu'odim. Then it says, the case of Tam, of Keren, Amen Amedes, Leligach, Leligai, Leloshech, Lelirbeis, Lelibai, that's the Chamisha Tamim, Hashem Mu'edes, Lechol Saroilo, Shein is Mu'ed to eat things which are loy for an animal to eat. Regel medes lishpa v'der chilucho, v'sher ha-mu'ed, keren mu'ed, v'sher ha-mazik, v'shus ha-nizik, it's on Rashi what this means, v'ho'odom. So these are the chamesh mu'odim. So it says, and after Tzvovom and Beis, that an odom is a mu'ed, it says that an odom is high. So Memelis or Shmuel said, so since the Tana mentioned Odom Adach Tezvov on the days, so why did he have to mention it on that base? So therefore, Shmuel held that the Mishnah on that base is not speaking about Odom. Of Tani Sefer, Sher Amuid, V'Sher HaMazik, V'Shus HaNizik, V'Ho Odom. So the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, for listener bereshit. So why didn't the Tana Take mention Odom? So the Gemara answers, Beniske Momen Kamairi, Beniske Gufe Loi Kamairi. The Mishnah on that base was speaking about Niske Momoinoi, his Momen was Mazik, Shoyer, Eish, Regel and Shane, the way Shmuel says, Beniske Gufe Loi Kamairi, but a Hezek that an Odom himself made, not Hichsharti as Niske, but he Dake made the Hezek that the Tana did not speak about, till Daft as Volum at base. Verav Nami Oktoni Odom Beseif. So now the Gmoyes San Rav says, Mav is the Odom, so it says very Odom in Daft as Volum at base. Oma loch rav ahu lemechshevei bahadei mu'odem uta'osa. So Rav said, first, in our Mishnah is telling us, Bala Dabas Nezikin. He wants to tell us that a Odom Sheir is Kolmili Gesher. Mavi is Odom. That Mishnah is coming to tell us where we're setting up the Hamisha Tamim, Hamisha Muadim. So there we're enumerating all the Muadim, so we say Odom is Hamuad. But the Etzim Mazik of Odom, the Tana was already Magdim in the Reish. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Sher HaMazik Bershus HaNizik. This is one of the Mu'odim that it says on Daf Tesvavim with Beit. Zot Rashi, what does that mean? Sher HaMazik Bershus HaNizik. Sher Nichnas Bershus HaNizik. We talk about Keren Tam. A Keren went into a Reshus HaNizik V'nogach Shom Eshayroi. And it was menageyach, it gored the shoyer of the rishus of the balo rishus. Va'av al gav the tamhu, even though he's a tam, which normally a tam pays chati nezik, mishalim nezik shom. Now, for what reason does a tam who enters the rishus hanizik pay nezik shom? Ustomet astam mishne kerab talfen, da oma le kamon mishuna keren b'shus hanizik nezik shalom mishalem. Rab talfen learned out is a kalvachayma from Shem v'regel, the mother Shem v'regel is potter b'shus harab, pays nezik shalom b'shus hanizik, keren tam da pays chati nezik b'shus harab, about the givis of Chapay Nezik Sholem Bashus HaNizik, it shouldn't be worse than Shein Vered. And so that Mishnah, we don't pass him like Rav Tavon, the first stomach here, Rav Tavon, the Malakama, Mishun Nekeren Bashus HaNizik Nezik Sholem Shalem. Now the Gemara says, why, if Gemara asked on Shmuel, why did the Tana avoid speaking about Odom? So Shmuel said, "V'niskei mamaynei, v'nezokim shemamaynei mazik ma'iri reish." The first mission of Baba Kama speaking about a hezek that his mama was mazik. V'niskei gufa yishuatz my mazik loy ma'iri. Then the Gemara asked, according to Rav, Oktoni Odom b'seifer, v'lama lei lemisni bereish. So Rav answered, "L'michshavei bahadi mo'odim udosu." There he's repeating Odom because we're listing up all the Tamim, all the Mu'odim. Diktoni Chamisha, Tam Chamisha Mu'odim. Kachoshim Luvosel, and he's enumerating all the Tamim, all the Mu'odim. So he repeats again Odom. Fine. Now let us see Taisvis. Lemechshevei Bahadi Mu'odim. Ushmuel Svirelei. Shmuel holds the lehavi lelashminam b'sefer. It was not necessary to tell us in the sefer that an odom muad loimo, given the lehashminan shum chidush tvei mevereish. It's not telling us more than the reish. The reish is telling us that now odom is nezikim amuadim. They pay nezik sholom kishe hizik chavash chavamazik v'sham tashlumei nezik. So from the Reish I know he's a Mu'ud. So Memele, so there's no reason, so when I'm after as well, I can still remember that base, that the Odom is a Mu'ud. And he's not telling me any Chiddush. Tvei me bereish. Avo Shein beregel. Aye, there it says also Shein beregel. And so why did it repeat Shein beregel? Avo gav de tonalei bereish. Tonalei b'sefer gabi mu'odim mishum chidush. There it says a chidush. The meforish hashein mu'edes lechel es haroilo. There the Mishnah is telling us shein is mu'ed, but shein is only mu'ed to eat something which an animal normally eats. If we'll eat certain foods which normally this animal doesn't eat, it's eating lahanoso. But this is not a normal derech of this animal to do. It's not shein. It's mishune. So therefore, the Mishnah there that is telling us the dinim of mu'ed, chamish mu'odim is telling us achidish, which I didn't know in the reish. It's coming to tell us that Shein is only a mu'ud lechel as a roilo. Then it says regel also. Regel med is l'shaber derech iluch. It's explaining to me the mazik of regel davke while it's walking normally. La puki if it kick something or tzayres. So the Mishnah is telling us over there chidushim which I would not know from the first Mishnah. Sure, regel is a mu'ud, but the Mishnah is telling us only in certain instances is a regel that's not a mu'ud. The Karen Amitona, there it also says Karen mu'ud. Ba'av al-gav, the Tona bereishik shizik hava mazik lasuye Karen. So we're asking again, according to Shmuel, why does it say Karen? Since the Mishnah is speaking about Chamisha Tamim, so we're speaking about Karen already. So therefore we want to say that this Karen Mu'ed is based as a show. Period. So this first Chalik of Taishas was going according to Shmuel to explain that Shmuel that Tainit that if there's no Chiddush in the Sefer for Adam, there's no reason to repeat Adam. Masha'en Kain, the other Mazikim, Shein and Regel, there is a Chiddush when they are Mu'adim, and Karen was mentioned because we spoke about Chamisha Tamim, so we are Messiah Chamisha Mu'adim. The Imtayma. Now, Taisvis asks, according to Rav. Rav did not make an asik out of this. Rav said, okay, you know, in the Reisha that Adam is Mu'ud. But when he was speaking about Adam, he mentions it again, even though there's no Chiddush whatsoever. So, Amaylech Hoshev Eisha Boyer Gabi Mu'adim. So why doesn't he mention Eisha Boyer there? I mean, you're repeating all the Mu'adim, so there's another two Mu'adim. That means by Balei Chayim, there is zicher a cheshbon that the more times this pool is done, the more ruggle the mazik becomes. By another also becomes more ruggle to do it. So al koponim, so the concept of mu'ed applies by an Odom. He says, Odom Mu'ud, if it was the first time also, even though he's not such a rugel in his Ezekiel. But, Shoyrem Boyer is Bechlau no Chiddush whatsoever, because no Chiddush read the first time and the fourth time. Kachli Pam Rishayne, Kimoy Pam Gimel Vedal. Fine. Now we're going to explain, according to Rav, that Rav learned that Mave means Odom. So now the Gemara is going to, and Shoyer means, call me leader Shoyer. What is the Tzriches of the Mishnah? Uma Umay Loi Harei. What is the Loi Harei? What is the Tana saying? You can't learn out Odom from Shoyer. You can't learn out Shoyer from Odom. What is the Loi Harei? So the Gemara starts explaining. Hachi Kama. That means, and let us explain. Our Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Rabbi Kame, Talad Ovis Nezikin, is speaking about Shoyer, the Azik Odom. Everything is speaking about, no, I'm sorry, Shoyer, the Azik Shoyer. The whole Mishnah is speaking about this same moment. The Sher was Mazik Asher, or was Mazik, and the Shein ate the Peiris, who broke the Kalim. The first Mishnah is not speaking at all about Misa Sodom. It's speaking about that Mamoinoi Hizik Mamoin Chaveiroi. That is the first Mishnah. And Odom is also speaking about that an Odom was Mazik Momin Chaver. So we're speaking about that the Dalet Ovis were Mazik Momin Chaver. But now the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, if we would say Shoyer, And I want to learn that other from Sheher. Just like Sheher is Mazik Momen Kavera Yachayim. So Odom is Mamzik Momen Kavera Yosachayim. I will learn that other from Sheher. So I say, no, you know, Sheher, the Mazik of Sheher, not in the case that we're talking about, but in different cases. In Sheher, Shehemis Odom. There, a Sheher pays Kaifer, and we pay. And the Adam doesn't pay Kaifer. So we see in another case, not what we're speaking about, in another case we see that the Torah was more machma by Sheher Shehemis than Adam Shehemis. So how could you say, in this game moment, I could learn that Adam from Sheher? Maybe the Torah was more machma by Sheher than by Adam. So that's the first half of the pirch. So if it would say Sheher, I would not be able of learning out Adam from Sheher. Then the Gemara says, the Mishnah is saying, what would be if it would say Adam? So I wouldn't be able to learn out Sheher from Adam. Leiroi Adam shechayim bal bodvod. Kiroi Asher she'in boyar bodvod. That means, again, in a different case, Adam shehizik Adam. Adam shehizik Adam. It's besides Nezik, Peitzah, Ripui, Shebes, Boishes. There are four more payments that an Adam has to pay. If we learned out from Ish Ba'amisoi, V'loi Sher Ba'amisoi. If a Sher is Mazik an Adam, And there's Tzar and Ripui and Shevis and Boishes, the Sheher doesn't pay one penny of these things. You only pay Nezik. So we see Beniske Adam, we see that Adam is more chamo than Sheher. The Torah gave a whole amount of payment that an Adam has to pay and Sheher doesn't have to pay. So if we would say Adam Shehizik Momen is Chayev, I say, let's learn out Sheher from Adam. I say, listen. We see the Torah was machmel by Adam. By another case, by Adam dazik Adam, more than Sheher. So maybe you can't learn out Sheher from Adam dazik Adam. Now, let us see Rashi and Tosfos, which are both very shver. But let's first Rashi. Umay, umay, loy harei diktoni b'masnis. Loy harei asher kerei amavet. L'rav lo m'mavet z'odom. Why can you learn out mavet from Sher? So Rashi says, Sher mu'ed shenogach odom omeis. Sher mu'ed, I killed a person, and the person died. The shenogach odom omeis, and the person died. Shalom kaifa. So there's a chayma of a sheir amud that pays kaifa. Hilka. Because of sheir, loy osi odom inay. We would not learn that odom. The odom shahor yes chaveroi b'meizid merat, v'shaygig goyle, v'einay mishalom kat kaifa. So Rashi is difficult to understand. Rashi is mentioning two cases. Rashi isn't giving any legitimate reason why he doesn't pay kaifa. Rashi is just saying facts that he killed him amazing, he'll kill him, because Vishaygi could go on Golas, and let's ask a pertinent question. There's a third case, where you don't kill him, he doesn't go on Golas, he killed him amazing without us, so Rashi doesn't talk about that. This Rashi is difficult to understand. We have to first learn Taisvis to try to understand Rashi. So let us see Taisvis. Hiksha Rigo. Kiroi Odom Shein Meshalom Esakai. Hiksha Rigo. Mai Chumra Hizu Hai Deine Meshalom Esakai. What kind of Chumra is this? Yishum Dekim Lai B'derabim Inei. No way a person doesn't pay kaifa, because it's a klal, kim leve the rabbi. He's chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa for killing. So my mele, so you give him the chum of the kainish and not the kill the kainish. So Mamela, so it's not a chumra that he doesn't pay. You kill him. The tirits, the shogig, nan mi pota, mit the ton of the Reicheski. Shogig is also pota. If a person kills the shogig, so ton of the Reicheski is the limit lechalakta ben shogig lemeis. All dinim that apply be mezid apply be shogig. So therefore, if a person killed someone else be shogig, they're also pota from prey. Now, there are two ifanim how we can understand what this Taisvis, what Taisvis is saying. I saw in Ateres Yaakov, Rav Shachna Zon, he says, Pshat Taisvis as follows. He brings a Moiradike Ramban, Mesechtes Makis. Ramban in Mesechtes Makis says, let's not go in what he's saying. But the Ramban says, Alumdus of Kimle Vidarab Minei, Alumdus of Kimle Vidarab Minei is, we consider, not Kimle Vidarab Minei is, well, we kill him and he's potter to pay. We give him a reduced rate, discount rate, we're killing you, so you don't have to pay. No. The lumdus of Kimle v'derab m'nei is we consider Gigilu the Einish Akal is kolul in the Einish Achol. That means that you got every, by killing you, we gave you so much already, so all these other punishments are Gigilu, they're included in this. It's Gigilu you got killed. Gigilu we're killing you already. We're taking so much away from you. It's Gigilu we took away the money also. We took away your life. So Mamela, that's a Ramban and Makis. So Mamela, so the voice, the Mirdi Kikash, I got news for you. Now not that Odom is Potter from Kaifer. He pays Kaifer. He's paying a bigger price. He's giving his life away. So he's giving, so Bechlau Mosayim Oneh. So Mamela, in the lumdus of Kiblev Darab, that means he's paying more than Kaifer, but it's Gilo, the Kaifer's included. So why are you saying a cooler? Why are you saying a cooler that Odom is gringer than Shoyer? Because he doesn't have to pay Kaifa. He's paying. Emol is paying. He's paying. So, Amaridi Kekashe. That's not a cooler. Kimlep the Rabbin. So what did the Riboy answer? So Riboy answered, you're right. But the Din is Shoygik, he's also potter. Now, by Shoygik, the Lomdus is, you can't say, Bechlal Mosayim, without doing anything. And he's also potter. So from Shoigig, we see the Rai is from Shoigig. Shoigig, there we see that he's talking potter, so he's killed from Hashem. That's what the Teres Yaakov says. And with this lumdus, he explains a Moiradike Marshal that the Ktzais brings down. The halacha is that Kimlei b'derab minei, the Zarashim of Metziah, is only a din in Besn. Besn, the din of Kimlei b'derab minei, the yet by Nishachamo, so you can't be Mechayim a moment. But what's with Lotzei Shidei Shemayim? What's Lotzei Shidei Shemayim? I mean, Lotzei Shidei Shemayim. So that is that to with Besn. You were Mazik and something yet in Epstein. Lotzei Shidei Shemayim, as I say, Drashim Ovatzi. Lots is Deshimayim Yimachuyiv to pay. And not only Lots is Deshimayim Yimachuyiv to pay, a bigger chiddush, that Tvisa will help. That means if the Nizik will have the money, Kim Levram is only a din in Bezin. Bezin, hands are tied, we can't monkey you the money. But the Nizik will have the money, no problem. I'm going to get it in Kim Levram. Zok the Marshal, that is only Bishoyki. By law of din and achum, he didn't kill him, so then he's also potter to pay. The ptur is only in Bezdin. Well, lotzei shemayim is mechuyev, and tvisa will help. But of din and achum, what if you killed him? Then there's no, you're gonna kill him, then there's no chiyuv lotzei shemayim, and tvisa won't help. Shteit na teres Yaakov, according to this Ramban, it's beautiful. Because if of din and achumra it's included, you want to, I paid in full. I paid more than in full. I gave my life. So memela, so that's considered like it's included. So memela, so there you can't have the zochim lotus in the shemai. Oh, well, b'shoigig, that's only a din of bezin. Bezin can't be mechayim. Bezin cannot be mechayim. Memela, so therefore, there's no, therefore, b'tzvisa will help. What's a shishmaim yachai? Bal kaponim, that was the ribos teretz. Ribos teretz is that we see a kula by Adam b'shoigig. B'shoigig, we see a kula that the din of Tana de Becheskia. Tana de Becheskia said that lechalak de b'shoigig lemezid all the pturim, which are applicable by mezid, are applicable by shoigig. You don't have to pay. So Abba Bekitzel, so we see that a kula by Adam. Ba'aymeri. Now, the Ri comments on the Rivos Kashe and the Rivos Teret. And the Ri is very critical. Saif the Kashe, Saif the Teret, Ba'aymeri, the La Pirche he called. The Kashe doesn't begin. And a Kashe, yes, a Kashe, and a Teret. The La Pirche he called. The La Mifte Mishim, Kim Leib the Rabbe. You're wrong. He's not part of Kim Leib the Rabbe. See, a Kashe doesn't begin. So it's not a kula. Hey, I got news for you. He's not nifta mishem kibla b'rabne. Number one. So your kasha doesn't begin. And your teretz, what you said, the ton of the vecheski, the kanami and shaykh lahaske ton of the vecheski. You can't talk about ton of the vecheski either. Period. Now, I'll prove it to you. Why I'll prove it to you? The lekama beperik beis mashma. There's a gemara daf chavova medalat. The gemara says, and daf chavova medalat. The gemara says as follows: V'yei odom chayiv bekoifa, an odom shibi chayiv bekoifa, and hameika kal vochayim evam shoyer. Ma doch shoyer, that's not chayiv bedalat dvorim. Is chayiv bekoifa, odom shechayiv bedalat. The Gemara asks this question. The Gemara answers this in a fair shemir. Koifa yushas olav, olav ulayamav. This is a fair shemir. You only pay koifa by a share, not by another. So the Ri is saying, why is the kasha let odom be chayiv bekoifa? So they should have called over the Ribo. The Gemara said, let him be chayiv b'koifa. The Gemara didn't answer according to you, the kasha finds on the shul. Kibbutz the rabbi taught the mecheski. The Gemara brings a special meal. Without the special meal, another would pay koifa. So you see from that Gemara, you're 100% wrong. Kibbutz the rabbi does not apply. Taught the mecheski doesn't apply. We'll see why soon. But I'll compound them. I have enough on the Gemara that you're completely wrong. Kanami Shaykh Laskaton Vecheski, the Lakamba Perk Base Mashme, the Ilav, Krod, the Olav, Leia Lodom, Ava Yafin and Odom Misha, she's Chaim Mazid Misa, the Kaifa. The Gemara said an Odom should be Chaim Mazid Misa, the Kaifa. Uma Olav Potri Lei, Efilu Shaygik, and the Olav is might everything. The Gemara asked Akashi Shibichai Vafilu B'meizit, and the Gemara did not at all reckon with Kimle B'darab M'nei. The Gemara says Shibichai Misa and Kaifa, and the Gemara says a pasuk of Olav, and because of the Olav, he's part of the B'shegik also. Dum Yedisher, the Ein Meizit L'Sher. Period. Now before we go further, I'd like to mention two mahalchim. Pshat in the Ri. The Ri just says, yes, I from a Gemara. But the Ri says, Kim Lebe the Rabne doesn't apply. Tanu Ve'en Cheski doesn't apply. Finished. Why not? So there are two mahalchim to say pshat and peri. There's one mahalach, Rabbi Reuven and Simon Gimel brings down these both mahalchim. There's one mahalach, there's a famous Taisvis, Ksubis, Psochim. Taisvis says a yesod that by kapore, there's no concept of kimle b'darabnei. The holding of kimle b'darabnei was only said by tashlume. Taisvis talk about tashlume trume, and if I ate trume from a koyin, even though it's chayim misibidei shemayim, there's no thing kimle b'darabnei. There's nothing kimle b'darabnei. I said, because by kapora, the whole thing of kimle b'darabnei was only said by tashlumim. I owe someone money, but if it's my kapora, it's the tashlumim. The purpose of the tashlumim is a kapora. By kapora, there's nothing kimle b'darabnei. That's what they said. It's psochen. So this is one easy mahalach on Taisvitz. So the Rish said, is machlokes of kufla kapora kufla machlokes. We pask in kufla kapora. So let's call our loche. So kufla kapora, it's a kapora by kapora. So the kasha doesn't begin. It's not tak pasnish kimle b'darabe b'nei. It's nothing. Kapora is a kapora. So b'meizid yichayev both of kapora. B'shoigik eshe also b'chayev. L'chalakta b'n shoigik l'meizid. So, you know why you put all of, that's a Gemara needed a meal. This is a very pertinent question, what I said. The Gemara is a pilpul that the Odom should be chayiv b'koyfa. And the only way we avoided this kasha is all of a meal to exert the kasha. Because it doesn't apply kumle b'darabnei. This is one mahalach. There's another mahalach that the Maram says and others say, a very lomdish mahalach. There's a mahalach that the Maram says the whole concept of kimle b'darabnei means if there's two chiyuvim and there's two chiyuvim and so the din is you give him the chiyuv hachomo and he's part of the chiyuv, he's part of the tashlumim. He says, but by koifa, pshat is, if someone kills someone, that the chiv is misa and moment. That means, this is the einish for killing someone. That means your chayiv to get killed, and you're chayiv to give kaifa also. So memele, if you have a double einish for one aveira, you don't say kimle b'darabnei. That's a bad example. A gana pays kaifa. You have to pay double. That is the knas of gneiva. You have to pay double. The einish of killing someone is getting killed and paying. So they're past the kimle b'darabnei. So the achrayim, the Nachlas David, and other achrayim bombard the Maram. Kimle ploim. The Gemara speaks about Vaitzi Shemra, and it's like a Meshalem. Why didn't you say Kedei Shosai? But the Malkis part of the moment. Now, Moitzi Shemra, the Malkis and moment. The Gemara speaks by Edim Zaymimim. Also, there should be, if it's like a Mishalim, the Gemara says also it's Kedei Shosai. So we see from the same Aveda, also there's a Dina Kedei Shosai. One is Pshat the Manam. So in Chedushi Rabbi Reuven, he says a beautiful Chedushi. He says, let's just differentiate between Eidim Zaymimim, Maitzi Shemra, and Kaifa. He says, by Eidim Zaymimim, in Yesod, the two Aveiras. is one aveira of leisana b'riyacha eight shekel. He said eight shekel. So eight shekel. It's an aveira. Just like she get malchus on eight shekel. Right. There's another inyan of you were with your eidus. You wanted to be masik someone. The Gemara says later in Chov, the more later is a brayse of Chov Tal Dovas Nizik. We speak on all the mazikim. One of them is Edom Zaymimim. Edom Zaymimim. So that's a mat. You wanted to be mazik. You want mazik. There's nothing kasheros. There's nothing kasheros at the moment. Come to the sugya. But there are two different things. Laisan is naveira ben odom. Okay, he said Edom Sheker. So he sent someone as a cholo, you get malchus there, there's no mazik. And then there's, you wanted to be mazik someone. Moitzi Shemra is also, there was an aveira of the Yitzhar Shemra, that's always a sechlochel ma'amechel, then it was mazika. So there are two different things. So memela, there would apply, like the rabbinate, or they say a third case, they say chaybul b'chaveire, which is a very good motion. Chaybul b'chaveire, you also say Kimli B'drabne. You get either Malkis or Mamet. Because there also, there's a lav of Lo Yosef. So there's a lav. You're not allowed to hit a yid. That's one thing. We hit a yid, Pachas Mishava Pluta, you get Malkis of Lo Yosef. Then what if I hit him and I was Mazik a Shava Pluta? So then it's Mamet. Well, I'm Malkis. I'll put a Hezek Shavoy. So there are two different things. He was Genizik and you did a lav of Lo Yosef. So here, by two different things, there's a din. So give him the chama the koinish. He did two different aveiras, two different acts, which one is no shaykhis with the other. Nagat, it came together. So that's a din kederi shosai. You give him one oinish. Masha'en came by koifel and lisa. This is the oinish of killing someone. When you kill someone, the din is you have to get killed, plus you have to give kaifa. This is, it's a set. It's not two different things. This is the price that has to be paid. It's not that you kill them for one reason and you pay for another reason. No. You pay because you killed them. So this is the Torah said two things in order to rectify to the best of our capabilities. The way you'll be niskapa will be killed and you'll pay kaifa. That's the only way. So therefore the Maram says, that's pshat in the Ri. The Ri says, so the whole concept of Kimlei v'drabnei does not apply by here, not on the Vecheskia. So now we can finish the Tosfos. So, but, yeah. V'tone de Vecheskia de poita rabulu shoigi. That what Tonin Vecheski patas by Shaygi Kainu Momin Shehizik Bishas Chiyev Misa. He was Mazik Bishas Chiyev Misa. That means like this. A person hit a Isha Muberes. He killed the Isha and he was Mazik the blood. She was Mapul the blood. So there are two different things over there. The May Bloodus is a Hezik to the father, the Bloodus. Now they, and the killing dishes is a maisa retzicha. So they're two different things. So there's a possibility of saying kimle b'darabne, or if he was mishoigik, so he say tana d'vecheske. So there we have such a thing. Lafuki manda dosh pekelunda, that tana d'vecheske. We have two different things. Or, according to the first Malach, there's not Kapola. May Vlodis not do with Kapola. May Vlodis is, din tashlumin is talking to the Yom. But Tony Vecheski, the Paita Fulu Shoigig, Aino Momen Shehizik Bishas Chiyumis. Lafuki Mimal de Dorish Pepeir Keilunal. Ami Osoin Lo Yeonish, the Davki Din Osoin. There's one Mal Yom that says, only if he was Musre, that he might kill her, and he killed her, then he's possible may know this. Osechiski Bashmin, Lavdavke Dinos La Yonish, Alafilu Shoigig La Yonish. Fulu Shoigig La Yonish. Fine. And Abba Ol Koponim, we have over here the Ri von Amore de Karaye from the Gemara Daf Chavor and Alf. The Gemara and Daf Chavor does not mention at all Kimmendu the Rabbine, it doesn't mention Tanu de Vecheskiye, it only mentions Amiyut of Olof. This is, I mean, the Ri is Amore de Karaye. And what did the Riva do with this Gemara? So others want, the Rashba wants to say that the Gemara is going not according to Tana de Becheski. The Machlokes is Tana de Becheski. The Gemara is going not according to Tana de Becheski. Not according to Tana de Becheski, so be Shoigik, you should be Chayef Koifel. So that the Gemara says, Apostle, Olam. According to Tana de Becheski, you don't need a Apostle. The Shail is what is Pshat and Rashi. Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says the whole Megillah, but really doesn't seem to be saying anything. Rashi says, Ramezit, to kill him. Peshoigit, he goes and told us, very nice fact. But Rashi is so why, but why is he Potter? What happens with him? You kill him, he goes and goes. The Shaila is, why is he potter from Kaifer? Rashi doesn't bring a posik. Rashi is very unclear. There's a Rashi further, and the Afyuda Madalev. Rashi says in the Afyuda Madalev that if a person made an eish and he killed someone and the burnt a godish, so Rashi says he's potter at kimlei b'darabnei. The Bar says that a sheir is chayiv koifer and he's potter from koifer and the odom, a chayiv bos reifes odom, amava chayiv misef b'kimlei b'darabnei. Here Rashi does mention kimlei b'darabnei. It's very interesting. And Rashi and Avchavol, where the sugya is that an Odom should be Chayev Koifer. So all of a sudden, Rashi says, the Odom Chayev Koifer could go in bemazed v'loi asro bei. So Rashi somehow knew this Gemara very well in Avchavov, and Rashi says that the Gemara's kasha is by mezid v'loy asmurei. That was the Gemara's kasha, and that was the Gemara brings the pasuk of Olam. So the Pnei Yeshua wants to say pshat and Rashi as follows. Pnei Yeshua and Avchavov, but Olam wants to say pshat and Rashi as follows. You see, Rashi does mention Kibble the Rabbinay and Afyut by Eish. Rashi mentions Kibble the Rabbinay. Rashi in other places also mentions Kibble the Rabbinay. But Neshu wants to say as follows. Rashi learned the first Mahalaf we have mentioned in the Ri, that by Kapore, it doesn't apply Kibble the Rabbinay. If I need a Kapore, then there's only no Kibble the Rabbinay. Rashi era Murdiker Ha'oret. That is dafke, if I won't get the kapore by not paying. That means if the payment is the kapore, then go to kimokaram. But Rashi said, when a person kills someone, and they're gonna kill him, so Mrs. Bezin is machapa. If a person kills Bishoigik, his golas is machapa. So then you have a ptur of kimlev drabne. That means the only reason why we don't say Kibble b'darab lebek, because he needs his kapore. But if he gets his kapore, so then we would say Kibble b'darab. So Rashi and Avchavov here to say, so what's the Gemara Shaila? Kibble b'darab le, Rashi in this kasha. So Rashi said, mezid le asubei. Oh! Maize is the layasra by there, he doesn't have the kapon. And there you can't say kim lebe the rabim in there because he needs the kapon. So there, let him be chayiv. This is a bit of a geshef, so there let him be chayiv bekoicha. Let him be chayiv bekoicha because he can't say kim lebe the rabim in there. And that the Gemara says, olo. And that the Gemara says, olo. What is pshat in the olov? The olov is a gilui that the din of Tone de Vecheski, the Tone Vecheski is said that lechilakto ben shoigik lemezit is a yisod b'chola teirekula. That means even though by mezit he's part of him kaifa because he has a different kapore. And, but he was, let's say, mazed le'asru bay, so there, l'chayri doesn't have a kapore, there's a din of le'chilakto. There's a din of le'chilakto, that all cases, if the mazed asru bay be bought up on kaifa, he is also bought up on kaifa. So, that's how the Pnei Yeshua learns from the Gemara further. But here it comes out, that Rashi is in reality saying, that the p'tur, this is how the Pnei Yeshua learns shot, that in reality, the p'tur of Kaifer is al kimlei b'darab minei. That's what Rashi is saying over here. The p'tur is al kimlei b'darab minei, but we have a klal by kapore. There's no din of kimlei b'darab minei. So that's why Rashi didn't want to go in all cases. But in these two cases, if Bezdin kills him, or if he goes in Golis, there we will say kim lebed rab mivnei, because the kapor will have either through the misa or through the golis, and in this case, he's takipot minakoyf. Rashi did not want to go in. That's a sugya further. In a case, we won't have a kapor. You can't say kim lebed rab. Why is he then potter? But Rashi did not want to go into that shmooze over here.